For an organization not quite 3 years old yet, Sebastopol's Global Student Embassy has covered a lot of ground. In some cases, that's literal, as in a summer revegetation project underway right now in Central America.
We're working in Ecuador, in Bahia de Caracas, doing restoration work there, planting trees. We have a goal of 3,000 trees to plant outside of the small town there. They're working with a local biology teacher, and he has identified native trees that are going to be replanted there. And the purpose is to prevent further erosion to the hillsides there and to reestablish the environment in the surrounding area.
Jeremy Schroen is the Sonoma County Director for Global Student Embassy, or GSE. He explains that Ecuador is a new territory for the organization. The project there was enabled by a single enthusiastic schoolteacher, Ramon Luer.
He really was encouraging GSE to get involved in the projects there. And we coordinate, of course, with having students from Ecuador come here in the winter months.
Schroen is one of just three full-time staff members helping to coordinate both the group of 40 students in Ecuador and a second, slightly smaller group that's tackling a two-pronged project in Tanzania.
We have students going down there to help assemble a library for the Maasai people in a small village. And we also have an ongoing project in Morogoro. We've created a community center down there that is a computer training center with 20 computers, and they lead computer training courses as well as community development workshops.
Most of the participating American students are from Sonoma and Marin counties, with a few from eastern states who are often recruited by prior GSE participants. They all pay their own way to take part in the program. Regardless of where they come from or how they learned about the organization, Schroen says the students seem to share a common motivation.
Most of the students go down there to just experience another country, but also to, in the process, do something consciously positive. We have presented them with models, and they've identified projects that they want to work on, and they've taken it by the reins and gone with it.
Global Student Embassy was started by two brothers, Lucas and Jasper Ocean, in the fall of 2008. Schroen estimates that 300 young people have taken part in their various activities so far. What's more, those youth have a major role in determining what the projects will be.
Not only do they want to help our local environment, but they want to actually learn how to do it. So service learning is a big part of what Global Student Embassy does. We provide projects that students can work on to get involved in their local communities. So this year's projects were identified by students. We want to work on environmental issues. Foreign projects are identified the same way. The students come up with the ideas of what they would like to work on. And funny enough, the students in our international projects and the students in our local projects come up with very similar things that they want to work on.
In past summers, GSE has conducted community projects in Peru and Argentina, as well as Africa, and sponsored return visits to California for students from those countries during the school year. Local activities here have included installing gardens at Windsor High School and Sebastopol's Village Park Mobile Home Park, as well as putting in an edible schoolyard at Drake High School in Fairfax. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.